As a way of ending this evening, I invite you to join me in chanting the refuges, or sit quietly and just listen. And I'll just start and you can just join along. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddham Saranam Gacchami. Dhammam Saranam Gacchami. Sangham Saranam Gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami. Tutiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami. Buddham Saranam Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami. So I think for each person it's a little different what the chanting the refuges is about. But for me, it's certainly about something that's very deep in my heart, heartfelt quality, that is a recognition that the refuges are the expression of, the recognition of some deep place of goodness, deep place of safety and truth and practice with it all. And it's also that the refuges for me is, I kind of feel like I'm chanting them along with all of you, and the idea of practicing together and living this life together and being inspired or motivated to stay close to the truth, stay close to the truth of the heart that I'm inspired by practicing in community. And the people who are online, the web yogis who are as much part of the retreat as all of us here, and thinking of them and their idea of their sense of refuge. And beyond them, around the globe, there are people who will chant this refuge. There are people right now who are chanting it elsewhere. And down through the ages, there have been people, practitioners, who have been doing this, staying up late at night and chanting like we have. And I feel nourished by that. I feel inspired. I feel that, you know, we're not alone in doing this practice. We do it with tremendous amount of support and encouragement. So thank you all for your day of practice. Thank you all for your goodness. And a couple of announcements. There's one of one of our retreatants who got sick with a cold, been tested for COVID repeatedly, and it comes back as negative. But the person washes dishes, dishwasher in the morning. And so we could use another volunteer who could maybe wash dishes in the morning, and either if anyone now or later can leave a note for the managers, it would be helpful to have a volunteer. And then and there was some confusion about the COVID testing today, and Matthew and I apologized for the confusion. We didn't know it was written on the schedule that was supposed to be on Tuesday. Matthew did all this research yesterday online about when is the ideal time for us to do the second testing. And the data came back at the, kind of like, given all the conditions, the best day is the third day for us. So, and then we didn't know about the schedule. It said that, so some of you saw the schedule and expecting it today, and that's how it happened, and we'll do it tomorrow. And we'll have the reassurance to know that we'll do it on the best day. So, thank you all, and I hope you sleep well.